morning, Central Florida. This is Fit Project Radio, powered by CenturyLink. Good morning to everyone. Fit Project Radio was designed to answer any and all of your questions, Central Florida, in the worlds of health, wellness, fitness, athletics, and nutrition. With me every single Sunday morning is my other man on the mic, my brother from another mother, Mr. Adam Lowry. Good morning, Adam. How you doing this morning?
Oh, Brett, I'm doing wonderful, and as always, your energy is getting me through the airwaves, man. It puts me to another level. You know, I try to stay balanced like you always advise, but when I get around you, man, your energy is just uplifting, and it makes me enthusiastic. So, yeah, man, love being with you.
Man, I'll tell you what, after a week that you and I had this last week, it is so hard not to be energized. Man, to be back up here in the 407 right here in Central Florida, I am so happy to be around here, to be able to have such great interaction with so many amazing people here in Central Florida. And, you know, a big, big thank you to ESPN 580 Orlando, as well as Cox Media Group. And they have just been absolutely fantastic to us over these last couple of weeks. And I am just so excited to bring Fit Project Radio to you all. And man, we have had an incredible week this last week, haven't we, Adam?
Yeah, it's been exciting, courtesy of Fit Project Radio sending me to the Europa Games in Orlando. So yeah, quite exciting day for me.
Man, I am so happy that you were able to go. You know, as you know, I was unable to attend this year simply because I had a family obligation that I had to meet. And again, very jealous of you, Adam. But you did such an incredible job. I saw some amazing pictures from many of you that were there. The Europa Games is by far the biggest fitness festival in the state of Florida. Honestly, probably in the southeast of the United States. And I was so happy that Fit Project Radio was able to be there. And Adam, you got some pretty incredible interviews, didn't you?
Yeah, we got probably too many interviews. I was lucky enough to do a full airing of every interview on my podcast, the Cognitive Rampage podcast. But this one, I didn't know who to interview or who to stop for. It's like every time I turned around, I could have interviewed this person or that person. There were just some amazing new supplements and products and clothing lines and competitors and community athletes, just like we look for on Fit Project Radio.
Yeah, man. So I can't wait to get into these interviews. I've heard them. Guys, stay tuned. This is going to be a ride, man. You guys are going to have a really, really good time. So what we are going to do every single week here on Fit Project Radio is we are going to go into the Fit Project Radio reports, where we are going to educate, inspire, and hopefully maybe even entertain you a little bit in the world of health, wellness, fitness, athletics, and nutrition. So here we go. We are going to be jumping right into the health report brought to you by CenturyLink. Fit Project Radio is very proud to be powered by CenturyLink right here in Central Florida for all of our internet and phone needs. So be sure to check them out at CenturyLink.com. So now going into the health report, and actually what we're going to be discussing today on Fit Project Radio is one of the main items that come up on a regular basis is muscle growth. You know,
perfect for Europa, right? I mean, perfect.
Exactly. So this is a good lead in. So we're going to be talking about muscle growth because in all honesty, that is the ultimate goal. You know, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, health reasons and medical reasons that people want to get healthy and stay healthy. But at the end of the day, a lot of us like to do it just to look good, to look better, to feel better about ourselves. So
yeah, I think Brett, is that why there's so many different fit body types? Is because it's about what we think we want to look like.
Exactly. And that's the beautiful thing about this industry, about this lifestyle, is the fact that there are so many different body types that we can strive to be. And the other cool thing about the human body is that it can change and it can continually see change. So those of you that are professional athletes too, I just joined the gym yesterday. You guys have so many great options. So here we go, going into the Fit Project Radio reports and the health report brought to you by CenturyLink. So this is a bit more of the medical stance. So we have over 650 skeletal muscles in the human body. Now, basically what this means is there are a variety of other muscles that we have, like our heart and internal organs that have to function one way or another, and they use muscle contraction. Now, I'm talking about the actual physical muscles that you can see that attach to your skeletal frame. So there's about 650 skeletal muscles that contract and move as they receive signals from the brain. So anything from as simple as walking to while you are working out, so bench pressing or pulling, curling, pressing down, there are signals from your brain that are telling your muscles to contract, to withstand the weight, and to retract when the weight needs to be dispersed. So basically what muscles are they are fibrous tissues that actually almost look like rope. And I don't know if you've ever tightened a rope before, but you see how firm and hard it gets when it gets pulled. So that's essentially what's happening as we continue to work out and try to gain muscle, work out our muscle. Now, as we contract the muscle, you're actually getting these small rips and tears, actually on a very microscopic level. So Adam, you know, when you work out, or when I work out, or whenever people can relate to this, people get that swole feeling, you know?
Right. You're all swollen up.
So basically what that is as your muscles rip and tear, blood is rushing to that area of the body as if it's any other injury, as if you even cut yourself.
It's healing itself.
That's the ultimate purpose. So as your clothes get a little bit tighter, and you know, your arms get a little bit bigger, legs get a little bit bigger, that is because that there's tons of blood rushing to these rips and tears, again on a microscopic level, to the body. Now, injuries can occur if you put your muscles under too much tension, and they actually create larger tears, and that's when injuries occur. But again, as you guys are working out and you feel these fibers expand, it's because they're ripping and tearing on that microscopic level.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, they don't realize when you're actually working out, the working out part is actually breaking the body down, that you actually repair when you're not in the gym, that you're actually tearing yourself down when you're performing whatever it is your workout is.
And that brings up a perfect point. So actually, guys, another little tip or a little medical point is you actually grow at rest. So now again, ladies, I do know that, you know, that gaining muscle, you know, isn't the ultimate goal for most of you, but it is a very, very helpful one, because as you build muscle, you actually decrease body fat. So the number one way to decrease body fat is to gain lean muscle mass. So for the ladies on this, on the flip side, it is very important to actually allow yourself to rest as much as the men do, because that is how you actually decrease that overall body fat, is to gain lean muscle mass.
Yeah, the rest is so important. You're so right, Brett. Many people kind of think, you know, work hard, keep pushing. And, you know, as I've gotten older in my training, I realize, you know, the rest is actually where I'm, you know, obviously where I'm recovering, but it's where I feel the best. You know, I'm tearing myself down less as I get older. I'm not competing, et cetera. You know, but you're right. I think, what is it? Is it safe to say, Brett, you know, 1/3 rest, 1/3 nutrition, 1/3 fitness and exercise?
Well, actually, we are going to get into that. But actually, nutrition is actually the largest part. In fact, I would actually honestly say that nutrition is approximately 2/3 of the entire deal, and then 1/6 rest, 1/6 training, because the human body can honestly only go through about 90 minutes of solid physical exercise. Hence the reason why you will never see an athletic event go beyond 90 minutes. And wow, that actually is soccer.
You see why you're the Brett, you're the body Brett, and you know what I mean? Brett, the body Richard.
Man. Well, so guys, I hope you picked up a little bit of good knowledge here. And that was the health report brought to you by CenturyLink. Fit Project Radio is powered by CenturyLink for all of our internet and phone needs. So now we are going to jump into the fitness report. Now, the fitness report brought to you by Planet Fitness of Central Florida. Guys, the judgment-free zone. For those of you that are looking to start your fitness journey, I always love to suggest heading to Planet Fitness, some of the great equipment, huge facilities. So be sure to check out Planet Fitness of Central Florida. So now going into the fitness report here. After you work out, we're going to talk about a little bit more into the body, the repair system here, okay? So after you work out, your body repairs and replaces these damaged muscle fibers through a cellular process where the muscle fibers are actually fused together through new muscle protein. So we're going to get into the nutrition stuff here in just a little bit, but it's basically what you eat, the diet that you have, that will actually dictate on how quickly your muscles repair. Now, that's where soreness comes in, okay? So the reason why your body feels sore is because it is, quote unquote, damaged or injured. Now, for those of you that actually repair very, very quickly, chances are your diet's on point. You're getting
these kids that I used to, when I was coaching high school football, I would try to help them teach about the nutrition. Tell them, you know how hard it is to convince a teenager to eat healthy, right? So what I used to say is like, look, your muscles are pit bulls, okay? And pit bulls only get stronger if you feed them, and you got to feed them well.
That's exactly right, Adam. So make sure that, you know, the levels of soreness that you guys have on a continual level, for those people that are sore for 2, 3, 4 days, again, it's because your body is not repairing appropriately. So make sure you look into the, you know, the branched chain amino acids. Make sure you're looking into a lot of the recovery supplements that are out there. Make sure your diet, again, is very much on point. But again, your body is repairing itself.
Brett, I got a question. Man, did you hear the squeak voice that I pitched?
I did. I remember when I reached puberty.
I love it, man. You know, I got to ask you, is there a workout or something in a physical movement that someone could do? Is it good to move to get rid of soreness, or is it better to feed it? You're talking about feeding the soreness away, which I love. I love that idea. Is there anything, you know, physically that someone can do?
Yeah. So actually, you're going to have to kind of fight through the soreness. So the best way to recover from soreness is to actually get those proteins to travel through your body, through the bloodstream. So basically, what we're looking to do is we're looking to actually have fresh oxygenated blood flowing through your body. So, and that occurs through movement. So actually, you do feel sore, you know, your buttocks, your legs, your back, whatever that's feeling sore, tight. Get it moving. Get that fresh blood into your system, and that can actually alleviate quite a bit of soreness. So great question, Adam. So guys, that's actually a great way to wrap up the fitness report. The fitness report brought to you by Planet Fitness of Central Florida, the judgment-free zone. Guys, thank you very much, Planet Fitness of Central Florida, for your support of Fit Project Radio. Central Florida, jumping into the athletic report. The athletic report brought to you by a new sponsor, a new gym up there in Central Florida. Fusion Excel Performance, specialists in mixed martial arts and strength training. So this is a perfect, perfect element for the athletic report. Fusion Excel Performance, and that's Fusion Excel. That's the letter X-C-E-L Performance in the West Oaks Mall in Occoy, Florida. Make sure you guys check them out. Now, the athletic end on this is, how are we going to actually create muscle growth? So in order to produce muscle growth, you have to apply a significant load of stress greater than what your body is actually used to, aka your body weight. Now, the load of this stress is very relative, guys. So that doesn't mean that everyone needs to put 225 on the bench and have at it. There are, again, it's all on a sliding scale. It's what your body's actually used to. So whether you're into the CrossFit world or all the way into the beautiful yoga lifestyle, muscle growth occurs as the load of strain is placed on it, okay? So guys, make sure that you guys are very, very subjective on how you operate this. And I'm a big advocate on looking out for appropriate fitness professionals and or trainers that are in your local area to help find where this area is. So even myself, I've been an athlete for decades, and I still love to get coached. I still love finding out where my limits are. And I suggest that for all of you. So be sure when you go to your local gym, no matter where it is in Central Florida, be sure to always try to check out the advice of some of the local trainers.
Yeah, and at Fusion, that's what they offer, man. I mean, I love the gym myself. Those guys know what they're doing. It's a high-performance gym, and a lot of different trainers out there have different modalities, different reaches, and, you know, you can find the one that fits you. I mean, and that's what Fit Project is about, right, is finding those fit projects that fit people. And so whether it's athletics, fitness, or health, like we've been talking, there is something out there that will fit you that you can find that will spark that passion in you.
You're exactly right, Adam. And I got to tell you, so continuing on with the athletic report, with this muscle growth for the athletes out there, you have to always try to continuously lift heavier weights. Okay. So find your medium point. Okay. Always find your medium point, whether it's 100 pounds, 50 pounds, 200 pounds. But what you always want to do is you always want to increase that medium point. So if it's 100 pounds in 1 week, try for 105, 110. Once you get comfortable with that weight, always continuously increase. As you're putting that load of stress, your body will adapt. And that's the beautiful thing, Adam, about the human body, is that we will continuously adapt, become stronger, become better, both mentally and physically.
Well, is it now, all right, is there a difference though? What's the right progression? I mean, there's people that you've seen that'll come in and they'll throw on a bit of weight, they'll do that, then by next week they've upped it 100 pounds or something. What's the increase? You talked about little 5 pound increments there growing weekly, you know, and it, A, is it, I'm going to ask you two parts here, Richard, the body. What's the difference between lifting heavyweight and low reps, lightweight and long reps? Should I switch? Should I continuously stay at one? And how do I grow weekly? 5 pounds, 10 pounds?
Well, eventually on the strength department that you just asked, actually, you'll always reach a plateau eventually where your body is just going to simply have enough for a time being. And actually, that's what we're going to discuss in the wellness report, is when you reach those plateaus, don't quit. Don't give up. Your body will break through. Now, going back to your original question of what's better and or worse, you know, doing high weight, low repetitions, or doing low weight, high repetitions. Honestly, for, you know, again, this is a subjective question. However, balance is always the key. So if you are doing those high weight, low repetitions, that is a perfect equation for building strength. That's how your body gets stronger, is by lifting that heavy weight as much as you can. However, because it's heavy, the ability for you to lift it in repetitions decreases. Now, with the low weight, high repetitions, so doing things for 12, 15, 20, 25 reps, that actually builds endurance. It allows your muscles to actually get used to the fact that it has to be used under tension for a long period of time. So again, the low weight, high reps is great, again, for building muscular endurance. So if you can create a good combination, creating that good balance actually can ultimately create that perfect athlete that is strong and can last for a long period of time. So that's a great question, Adam, man. So that was the Athletic Report, brought to you by Fusion XL Performance in the West Oaks Mall in Occoy, Florida. So thank you very much, Fusion XL Performance. And again, that's Fusion, the letter XCEL Performance in the West Oaks Mall in Occoy, Florida. Now, jumping into the nutrition report. So as we were talking about earlier, the nutrition report, the nutritional aspect of health and fitness is, in my professional opinion, 70%. I mean, it is
true. You stated that earlier, man. And I got to tell you, after I said one third, I kind of looked back and went, you know, that's such old school thinking. You know, that stuck around in my old beliefs, you know, from the old football training days.
That's right. So,
and, you know, honestly, man, when I made a huge nutritional change is when I really saw 80% of a giant change, you know, in what I wanted.
Absolutely, man. And you're exactly right with all that. So nutrition is, again, I mean, it is the foundation of life. So, you know, with muscle growth, you know, people always think it's, oh, how much protein. Now, that there is some truth to that. I mean, you know, but how much protein? That's the question. There are many, many people out there that just overdo it with protein. Now, you're never going to get sick or hurt from it. I mean, there's no point or purpose of ever like overdosing on protein, because what happens is whatever protein you do not imbibe, you actually will actually excrete. So that means you you know, you waste it out in the bathroom. So basically,
is this true though, Brett? Okay. I got to check my body rumors by you, man. That's just what you do. Is, you know, I also heard that it only takes so much protein. It can also, whatever doesn't get excreted or turns to fat.
Now, okay. So anything that the body stores, that's exactly what fat is. Okay. Fat is storage for the human body. So whether it's carbohydrates, proteins, things like that, but because of how the human body actually processes its food, it doesn't necessarily store a whole lot of protein, okay? Because proteins usually flow along with, you know, in the bloodstream, and it does get picked up by the muscular masses throughout the entire body. Now, and again, that's how the human body repairs itself, because it's always moving, it's always functioning. So whether it's the muscles that that encapsulates the heart, the liver, the lungs, or the biceps, the chest, and the quads, I mean, you have so many muscle groups in your body that proteins continuously get absorbed. Okay, so that was a great question. Now, the ratio that a lot of people don't understand is how much protein per body weight. Now, this is a great question, and I've always loved this one. So if you are truly looking to create size and mass, okay, men and women out there, and we witnessed that at the Europa, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So when you're trying to create mass, you want to get close as possible to 1 gram of protein per body weight. Now that's pretty extreme, and that's really, really, really hard to do. But for the, you know, for the everyday athlete, the weekend warrior, for those of you that just want to be able to decrease your body fat by gaining your lean muscle mass, typically what you want to do is you're looking at about 1/3 gram of protein per body weight. Now, you're probably going to have to break out a calculator with that. So if you're looking about 100 pounds,
okay. Yeah, you're on your own here, man. I'm the mind, maybe, but we're going to call that life optimization through psychology. But generally, those that turn to psychology tend to leave the statisticians behind. And, well, we do have calculators. And the day they make a psychology calculator of some type, I'll be out of the job. So what did you punch up there, man?
Oh, I didn't have to punch it up, man. I'm a smart guy.
Oh. All right.
Kidding. All right. No, I have a calculator right in front of me. No, but for every 100 pounds that you are, you're looking to take in approximately 30 grams of protein. So for, obviously, in simple math, for a 200-pound man or woman, you're looking to technically imbibe around 60 pounds of protein per day for your body to function appropriately. And that's, of course, with a 2,000 calorie diet, which is typically pretty average. But just make sure that whenever you are also trying to lose weight in regards to nutrition, you want to create that caloric deficit. So make sure that you don't want to not eat. That's the worst thing you can do. But you want to make sure that you are burning off through physical activity more than you're taking in. So guys, that was the nutrition report. Brought to you by CenturyLink, which is, again, a great sponsor for Fit Project Radio. Big, big, big thank you to Fit Project Radio being powered by CenturyLink for all of our internet and phone usage. So now we are going to jump into the wellness report. And Adam, I told you, man, this is where I need you, my brother, because you are the mad scientist of the mind. And the wellness report brought to you by The Cognitive Rampage. So guys, this is an incredible book. I mean, I carry it with me simply so that I can make sure that I create my own mental wellness before I train, before I do what I need to do here in Central Florida. So The Cognitive Rampage can be found on Amazon.com. Look it up. And guys, make sure you guys order this book, because it is absolutely phenomenal. So going into the wellness report, when I was talking about building muscle, eventually the human body will plateau, okay? It'll reach a point where, you know, you'll go a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks of not being able to make any type of big progression, which is fine because it happens to everyone. But Adam, most people quit. You know, they just don't see the progression. They don't see, oh, I'm not getting stronger, I'm not getting bigger, I'm not getting better, I'm just going to stop. And that happens way too much. What are some really good mental tricks that people can do to not quit and stick with it?
Well, you open up two topics, Brett. And, you know, the first one that you were talking about there is when people quit based on not seeing results. And, you know, when we become results focused in life and any performance, be that exercise, diet, nutrition, whatever you want to call it, when we focus on the value of it, simply on the result of it, we lose the value in it. And so what a lot of times you could do is you may have these numbers that you want to bench press, deadlift, or you want to hit on marathons and miles, etc. But if your victory, if you will, is only deemed successful if you achieve those numbers, well, then you're being performance-based, and then you're outcome-based, results-based, and then being happy affects your motivation. And so the idea is when we can stay in a good, positive mind frame, we can push ourselves further. So you have to be careful in making the goals or the performance results the trophy to obtain. Because when results and performance become what you chase, you miss the value in the now. And so first, you know, focus on what you are doing and the goodness that it's providing despite meeting numbers or meeting a certain weight or lifting a certain amount. That's not it. Or even placing at a certain competition. If your goal was to place and you don't, and you focus on the value of your journey to there as a failure, well, then that perception leaves you unhappy, thus hard to continue to motivate yourself. That leads into the second point. Know why. Simply knowing that you have to do something, or knowing that you do something, or even knowing how to do something does not guarantee longevity or persistence. What does is knowing the why. Why those goals? Why this platform? Why this method? So rather than simply knowing, and I'm going to date myself here, Brett, G.I. Joe had it right, that knowing is just half the battle. And the other half is what you believe. And so you have to dive into why the goals, why this method, and why you're going that way. Those two methods, I can tell you, can change your motivation, change your persistence, your longevity, as well as your happiness.
And again, so Central Florida, I mean, he's hitting the nail right on the head, and in my opinion, you know, is trying to find out the why. Why are we doing this? You know, is it just to look better? Is it to actually be healthy? What are our ultimate goals for our health and fitness? And I'll tell you one thing that really helped, that helped me, and actually I had my clients do it over the last couple of years, is to actually write it down. If you create your goal and put it on a piece of paper, now it comes visually tangible. So
can I take it a step further, Brett?
Yeah, take it a step further.
Instead of starting with writing down your goal, I would encourage you first to write down why you're doing what you're doing. Write down why you're doing what you're doing, because when you can find out your true belief, then you can use that belief to fuel your knowledge and what you know. And you will need that belief when all you know has plateaued.
And again, that's the Deep Cognitive Rampage. So guys, that was the Wellness Report brought to you by the Cognitive Rampage. Be sure to go to Amazon.com and look up this incredible book. Amazon.com, you look up the Cognitive Rampage. It is a book that will, again, change your life, because, you know, it definitely did mine. So that was our first rendition, I'm proud to say, of the Fit Project Radio Reports, coming to you live right here on ESPN 580 Orlando. My boy, my brother on the mic, Mr. Adam Lowry, and he was actually at the Europa that was here in Orlando last weekend. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I am beyond jealous of the fact that I wasn't able to attend. I had a family obligation that kept me from it. But I'll tell you what, Adam, you had an incredible time, didn't you, man?
I did, man. It was fantastic. And as people are going to hear in the interview, I am beyond enthusiastic about where I am and the people I talk to. You know, there's so many interviews. I counted 55 interviews I managed to gather within 7 hours at Europa. So I talked to competitors. I talked to, you know, the community person, you know, competing in a jiu-jitsu tournament for the first time. Shout out to Brent Shiver. You know, I met so many people, you know, that were just, you know, high-end competitors and that community athlete that we look for in Fit Project.
Man, exactly right. See, that's what I absolutely love about the Europa and what it stands for, is it covers so many great modalities in the health, fitness, and wellness communities. And I love the fact that they actually highlight exactly what Fit Project Radio stands for. You know, they highlight the everyday athlete, people that are always passionately driven for what they love to do, what their lifestyle is about. And now they get to show it off, you know, to the world. And you know what? Good for them. They should be proud of the competitions that they're doing. They should be proud for getting up on that stage.
I'm sorry, but you know who I feel bad for at this event?
Who's that?
The judges.
Oh yeah, I know, because they, you know, people are putting so much time and work into all this stuff, and they look at you and be like, "Yeah, you're not as good as this person." But no, I feel you, man, and I'm sure the judges feel bad as well. But you know, they do have a job to do, you know, and they do, you know, just like referees, man. I mean, referees have that exact same, you know, have that exact same mentality, man. You know, sometimes you want to let them play. But, you know, sometimes, you know, a foul is a foul. When you're up on stage, sometimes there is somebody that's going to be just a little bit better than you.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. You know, I learned some things, too, at Europa, man, that I didn't know. There's an interview that people are going to hear. If you're not into bodybuilding, if you are, or fitness, physique type modeling, you may not know what I learned from a gentleman named Aaron Reed. People can look him up, but you'll hear his little interview, too, as we go through this, man.
Tell me, like... let us know, like, so what, tell us everything that happened at the Europa, man.
Well, as I walk in, you're going to hear the excitement. You're going to hear the roar of everyone behind me, and around as we interview and talk. But, you know, we met competitors that were competing for the first time, that had won, you know, placed third, to, you know, standing champions, to long-term veterans and coaches, to even, you know, some amazing product brands and representatives who really told the story of what they were trying to do. Instead of just saying, "Hey, here's our product," they, you know, they told the story and the mission behind their product. And I think that's what people really want to know anyway. And so I was on a mission to find people's fit project. And that's the question I asked over and over to 55 people. And somehow, brother, had to dwindle this down to 15 minutes. So, you know, I wanted to play a segment for you that, you know, Mr. Drew Peters blew me away in his interview. And as you know, you agreed, he's going to come on the show May 22nd for a longer interview. But now I wanted to play a 3-minute segment here live with us today, just to give a sneak peek of what will be coming on the show May 22nd to go at length for a half an hour. But I wanted to get your take on this, being, you know, Brett the Body Richard, and hear his takeaway, and so immersed in the fitness world that you are, and hear his takeaway, you know, from this. So it's only about 3 minutes I'll play, and then, you know, let's chat about it for a little bit, man. And listeners, it should be good quality for you. It's coming through a microphone and recorded through a wonderful iPhone 6. And
yeah, shout out to Apple.
And I think it comes through nice and clear. But anyway, with no further ado, let me play this for you, buddy. This is
let's take a listen.
Yeah, this is Drew Peters, aka at Vanilla Gorilla.
You know, I'm now here standing with Drew Peters. Drew Peters, what is your fit project?
My fit project, I work in product development and research. I've been doing contract manufacturing and formulation for about 3.5 years now on an independent basis, as well as a few companies. But what I want to bring to the industry is something following in the footsteps a bit of Jim Stepani. He's a well-known PhD in formulation and sports nutrition. I like to go above and beyond, I believe, what Jim does and take a step further. He's an older version of what I like to call myself. I'm relatively young at 25. Wow. I'm up and coming, but I have a master's in exercise physiology, kinesiology. I've been doing research for many years on both the sports nutrition, dietary, and of course a performance level. So when I formulate products, I like taking the actual research, the latest research studies on performance, and combining them into supplement lines. I like the approach that Mr. Stepani has taken from formulating things that have scientifically backed and recited ingredients. I do see a few faults in his research studies, not on a personal level, but I take my scientific approach. So my fit project is to formulate products with scientific backing, take only the most novel yet scientifically proven ingredients that are on the market, and combine them with some of the new mad science out there from a few key things. Like there's some exciting things in terms of glucose management, different stimulants out there, lipolytic agents for fat loss, body recomposition, and pair them with, of course, educational materials for how to do nutrient timing, dietary strategies, and a bunch of things to kind of can do the complete package. Whether you're a competitor, somebody looking to get in better shape, or if you're just looking for a little bit of composition for healthier lifestyle, there's many things that are alternatives to medicine. Obviously, I specialize in sports nutrition, competition, and body composition, but I believe some of the studies are going on now. Sports nutrition is ages ahead of many medical things, but by having this research, doing what's been done and proven before, taking the research and building upon it, is a new frontier, what we're after. So I really want to formulate things and help people in the industry to reshape a very transparent, full dose, and of course, scientifically relevant and backed safe approach for products in the industry.
Man, that is intense, boy. That is intense. Man, now he's with the Vanilla Gorilla, you said?
Yeah, it was Drew Peters, Mr. 25-year-old, trained from Nebraska, and we all know about football and strength training and the wonderful University of Nebraska, even though I'm a Hurricane fan. Go you. Was he not? I mean, he was cognitively rampaging there in his passion and something that he loves.
You know, he was, and I love the fact that his passion was truly coming through, because, I mean, that's a big difference between, you know, a lot of people that just have a job and live a lifestyle, you know, and I like the way he was coming through. I like the way that also he was willing to actually, you know, tap dance on some nerves, you know, because, you know what, if you truly believe and you are going to and you're going to be backing, you know, something, especially your own product, sometimes, man, you got to kick in some doors to make a point, you know?
Yeah, and he's doing that. And when he comes on May 22nd, you know, Drew Peters has promised me to be research prepared and ready to back up any statements that he makes. And as you could see, he does tap dance, but he, you know, appreciates the scientific approach and appreciates, it sounds like, the customer at his end. He wants to deliver something that's actually meaningful and scientifically proven.
You know, and Adam, you bring up a good point. And you know, Central Florida, this is exactly what I'm talking about. When we come into, you know, into your ear, whenever you are listening to Fit Project Radio, you know that you are always going to get the truth, because what Adam and I are going to do is we are going to ask those scientific questions. You have to actually prove to us why your product, brand, or company works, okay, before we even deliver it to you guys. So, you know, Adam, great job on that interview, man. That, yeah, he really, that came through
well,
perfectly.
I can't wait to talk to him. I wish I could say that was me, but that was all Drew Peters. And look, that's the cusp of the 55 interviews, like I said, that we got at Europa, Brett. So there's so many that, you know, freely share their philosophy, you know, that old champions, new champions, trainers, coaches, formulators, competitors. I mean, they dropped their philosophies and what their fit project was. I mean, everywhere from Danny Reardon, a.k.a. Little Monsta, one of the performers and winners all across. He's a top ranked bodybuilder, but it just goes on and on. So, you know, if we can, you know, we can cut to those interviews, Brett, and just, they're so full of competence and information and inspiration, man.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I can't wait to hear these myself, as well as being able to share these with you. So guys, make sure you guys turn up your headphones, because these interviews are going to be absolutely incredible from the Europa last weekend with our man right here on Fit Project Radio, Mr. Adam Lowry.
This is Adam Lowry coming to you live from the Europa Games in Orlando once again. We are talking to so many amazing and beautiful people, from big sponsorships and big competitors sponsored by all kinds of people, to the people that we love, the community athlete, the one that has to deal with bills, marriage, kids, and life, while still competing and pushing themselves to limits of uncomfortable feelings. And wouldn't you know that my friend that I grew up with, my childhood friend, Brent Shiver, who lived the street behind me, shout out to Brian Shiver, Mrs. Shiver, and Mickey Shiver, brother, I love you out there. Haven't seen Brent in a long, long time. And guess who I run into at the Europa Games, who has decided to compete in his first grappling tournament, which I tell you is so brave, so amazing. Brent, welcome to the show, man. Good to see you, brother.
Thank you, Adam, man. It's good to see you. It's been a long time, brother.
I, like I said, I'm so proud of you. And the question we're asking everybody, I got to pose to you. What is your fit project?
It turns out it's martial arts, man. It's something that I've been interested in my entire life. Hadn't really put it together and been able to do it. We got into it for my kids. My kids get out there and do the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and they love it. So eventually, I decided I might as well roll while I'm there. So, you know, I've been at it for, I don't know, 5 or 6 months now, and there's no better workout. I mean, you know, we played every sport known to man when we were kids growing up. there's no better workout than what I'm doing right now. Part of it's my age, obviously. I'm a lot older, but it's just awesome. Just a fun way to stay in shape, man.
And so for only 6 months, you've been in this.
Yeah.
And you decided to compete already.
Yeah.
Tell me about that push, man. What was it like? When did you decide? How was it?
You know, you just sometimes you want to know how good you are at something. You know, I feel like I can compete with the people in my gym, the ones that are on a similar level anyway. When I'm in there with a brown belt or something crazy, obviously it's a different story. But, you know, the guys that are relatively new, I feel like I can hang with. So, I just want to see where my talent lies, I guess.
What is your fit project?
Okay, my name is Trey Kidd. I'm the coach of Insane Physiques. Right now, my fit project is getting ready to compete in the classic division. I've taken about 2 years off, lost all of my size, and what we're trying to do is show genetic capability, maximizing what my body is capable to do in a short period of time. And the goal is to turn pro in a total of 12 weeks total. So we're basically showing the science behind using and maximizing your genetic ability, not making excuses, and finding a way to feed someone, do the minimal amount of cardio possible, and still maximize your physique.
What's been the secret to the Fit Project, if you can reveal it?
Well, right now I work with Jacob Wilson. He was the professor on Generation Iron, and it's kind of ironic because Generation Iron has just recently confirmed that they picked up the documentary of my project.
What's the documentary name?
It's called The Science Behind Turning Pro.
My friend, where can people find you?
You can find me on my Instagram at Trey Kidd or my business Instagram, Insane Physiques. And you can also find me on Facebook at Trey Kidd. Jacob Wilson is also posting a lot of the information about our project as well.
This is Adam Lowry once again coming to you live from Europa Games in Orlando, Florida. I'm here for ESPN Radio, Fit Project Radio, asking all of those that we run into, what is your Fit Project? Please introduce yourself and tell us about your Fit Project.
All right. My name is Edwin Gonzalez. I'm the president of I Am Nutritionals. We're a new sports nutrition and health and wellness company in the market. Our Fit Project is to introduce the consumers, introduce everybody to a different type of product. We have plant-based branched amino acids, plant-based L-glutamine. We have a really strong thermogenic. We're trying to introduce to the market a new line that brings new concepts, new vision, high quality, and excellent flavors to the industry. People can find us on Instagram, IAM_nutritionals. They can find us on Facebook. They can find us at IAMNutritionals.com. They can find us all over the web.
I'm standing here with Karina
Nascimento, FBB Pro, Women's Physique.
I got one question for you. What is your Fit Project?
My Fit Project is to stay in shape, is to motivate myself daily also to continue on my journey, gaining my strength as I go. I went through a lot in my life, the best that I can, you know, the best that I can. I don't want to waste no time, and fitness is my passion, you know. It gives me strength, it gives me hope, it gave me courage, and it gave me hope and purpose. So I love inspiring my fans and my friends and my family, and that's my Fit Project.
And I'm standing here with
Tom Riley, the owner of VMI Sports.
There we go. And, well, what is VMI Sports about?
VMI is real supplements and real results. We make products that really work for real people that really work out. We just try and make quality. That's what we're all about.
I love it, man. To the point and end.
That's it.
You know, what would you tell the athletes that are on the edge about supplements and worry about your stuff specifically, other than all that beautiful stuff?
You know what? The reality is supplements is a big industry, and there are things that can help people that are athletes. Do your homework. Read into the supplements. Check out the brands. Make sure you're taking good stuff.
What's your best-selling stuff? What's everybody love the most?
Our best-seller is probably Protolite Protein. It's a whey protein isolate, no sugar, gluten-free, non-GMO protein, and the taste is on the money.
Where can they find all that?
They can find all of that at Amazon.com, EXN Nutrition, or Natural Body in New York.
Where can anybody find you?
Anybody can find me at VMI Sports on Instagram.
Wonderful. I'd ask you what your Fit Project is, but I think this is it.
This is it.
Hey, man, thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
So I'm standing here with
Daniel Mejia, a.k.a. Pedro Porky Y from The Honey Badger Crew.
Jonathan Diaz, a.k.a. J. Tommy from The Honey Badger Crew.
I love it, man. What stopped me was this Honey Badger Crew stuff. The shirts are awesome. The brand is even cooler. You know, we're asking everybody the question, what is your Fit Project?
Just try to shift the culture. We're just trying to shift the culture. A lot of times in the fitness industry, per se, a person will grow their muscles 1 inch, but their ego will grow 10. So we're really just trying to get everybody to get back to the core of it and help everybody out and, you know, make it a team thing. We gotta share everything on this earth, you know. So the fitness industry shouldn't be excluded from that. So that's pretty much our main drive.
You're bringing love to fitness.
Trying to, yeah, for sure.
It's about a lifestyle. It's not just about working out. It's not just about fitness. It's about changing the state of mind, being positive, having a positive attitude, and embracing everybody.
Where can people find you on social media?
www.thehoneybadgercrew.com and our Instagrams and social media. Every avenue of social media is covered there.
Now, I'm standing here with
Matt Hernandez.
Kristen Brown.
And Kristen Brown and Matt Hernandez, I'm standing in front of the name brand.
Glory Awaits.
All right. Well, I think it just leads into, well, what is your fit project?
All right. Basically, I'll go first and then she can talk. But basically, our fit project is just to inspire the world, influence as many people as we can through our apparel. The whole, what it stands for is basically just chasing your dreams, going after whatever you want to do in life. You don't have to go to school if you don't want to. You can come up with an idea and just roll with that and make something out of it. If you want to be an artist, you can do that. If you want to be the next, you know, NFL, NBA, NHL, all that, you can do it if you put your mind to it.
And you guys represent that, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's what glory's representing, right? That
absolutely.
Anyone can get out there and chase their dream.
Yeah. It's all about just finding your own glory. So, you know, the word resonates different with everybody. Just whatever you take from it. And glory awaits.
I love that. And where can people find you? Social media, websites?
We are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and www.gloryawaits.net.
Perfect. Yep. Any shout-outs where to find you or same place?
Same place. You can check out our personal Instagrams, NPC Maddie Hernandez. That's mine. And then yours?
Mine's KL Brownie, and then underscore. And then we have, like, a dual Instagram called Magical Duo.
Now, so are you the Magical Duo?
We are the Magical
Duo. All right. So we got a couple that has started their own brand together.
Yes.
And Glory Awaits is the message to everybody.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Thank you for talking with us here on Fit Project Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I am now standing here with
Bob Stefanos of Revive Proactive Health.
And Revive Proactive Health, you were giving an amazing information to someone as I walked by, and you caught my ear. And, you know, the question we're asking everybody essentially is, you know, what is your fit project?
Well, with everybody has a specific need, whether it's a supplement or a training method, but a lot of people ignore the medical end of it, hormonally, nutritionally, and so forth. So what we do at Revive, we provide information, make people aware hormonally what their needs are, if they have deficiencies, if they're just... Some people will be really tired, or they don't recover as well, or their sex drive isn't what it used to be, or they have an issue with body composition. Sometimes it's not their training method. Sometimes it's not the supplements or the food that they're taking. Sometimes it's more medically based on a hormonal deficiency. So that's what we do. We do complete comprehensive blood work. Our physicians do an evaluation, and we develop a hormonal replacement package for them. So they'll start off at a 90 to 120-day therapy, and then from there they can see and feel almost incredibly 10-15 years younger with energy, libido, stamina, recovery than they have before. So that's in a nutshell what we do.
I love that. I mean, you do see health starting to move to the science of health, the science, and you're talking almost this genetic biology, hormones. I mean, these are all very serious implications, even in mental health. I mean, being an ex-counselor myself, people with hormone issues have very well been known to be depressed, tired, as you spoke of. And so what you all are doing is trying to find that custom approach. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I mean, fundamentally, when you take a look, when you're deficient in hormones, your body can't carry as much gas. And when I say gas, people laugh at it, but it's oxygen and nitrogen. Those are the things that make you wide awake and alert. Well, if you don't have those and you're tired, well, guess what? If I'm not wide awake and alert, I'm sleepy and depressed. Okay, so in that sense, that's where hormones can help you. It can help you physiologically. You'll have better body composition. If you don't have better body composition, you tend to be weaker and more, your immune function can be less. Guess what? You're not going to be as happy as you normally are. So emotionally, physiologically, sexually even, when you're hormonally or depressed, you don't have the sex drive. A lot of people go through their 30s and 40s and they hit that point where for men it would be they're hitting that wall where they don't have that energy anymore after working a long day. They call it a midlife crisis. It's not a midlife crisis anymore. It's hormonal deficiency. We address those things better body composition, better attitude, more stamina, no more midlife crisis. And you know what? It's a healthier, proactive way of looking at things. So the first step is just to find out what's going on in your life. We do that through, you know what, an evaluation, a lifestyle comprehensive questionnaire, and then we do blood work, a really comprehensive blood work that not only does hormones, but other physiological things. A lot of people today are walking around hypoglycemic, borderline diabetic. Almost people, and they don't realize, they look fine and so forth, but they have these energy swings up and down and so forth. They don't realize that, you know what, if they modify the way they eat, for instance, they'll keep that blood sugar normal. They might need medication. It could be a lot of guys come to us and they say, hey, I need testosterone. But you know what? They're under incredible amounts of stress. They produce a lot of cortisol. They might just need something to calm themselves down. Today's generation is inundated with these energy drinks. These energy drinks give people adrenal failure, adrenal fatigue. And guess what? If you're not hooked on an energy drink, if you come off them, if you are hooked on an energy drink, I misspoke, and what happens is when you come off them, you'll crash and you'll be tired, depressed, and so forth. So the industry is a self-fulfilling thing where give these kids lots of energy and so forth, where what happens, you're suppressing your own hormonal production. And so it's a, you know, it's a vicious circle.
Man, you heard it here first, man. Please, everyone look up Revive Proactive Health. You know, I'd love to talk at length with you maybe on the show further when we start bringing in interviews, because I think you're dropping a lot of need to know knowledge here.
Yeah, it's just, it's about awareness, you know. If people can become aware that it's just not, hey, I need some testosterone so I can lift more weights. No, it's about a quality of life issue that affects men and women. And when they're aware, then you know what? Their quality of life is better, their health is better, and everybody benefits from that. From your employer to the healthcare system, it's a myriad of things. But if you're not aware, ignorance is the worst thing that we can go by, you know?
Sir, you definitely live your fit project.
Thanks,
man. Thank you for the information. Where can people find you or Revive online, all that stuff?
ReviveHRT.com. ReviveHRT.com.
What about you personally? On Twitter or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, Bob at ReviveHRT.com.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks.
Love this, man.
Appreciate it.
Great. And I'm standing here with
Jacqueline Sabaka.
Jacqueline Sabaka, what is your fit project?
My fit mission in life is to kind of help women build confidence so that through health and nutrition, so that they can be the lady leaders of their life. I think it's really important that we are authentic and confident and feel sexy. And
love
so
the authentic word.
Yeah, in order to do that, we got to start from the mind and then help the body get healthy.
When did you know that? When did that hit you that it was more mental than anything?
When I was on Dr. Phil for an eating disorder and he sent me to treatment for 8 weeks. And I think anybody that's actually gone to treatment for something that they're struggling with, you will become authentic. When you have no distractions of your cell phone, of social media, of internet, you really get to know yourself without any expectations of the world. And when you get that deep within like who you are, everything in life flows and functions, and you're gonna live it and love it and feel freaking sexy. So like, that's what I teach people to be authentic.
Where can people find you on social media or the brand names that you represent?
Okay, well, I'm sponsored by Optimum Nutrition, which is an amazing supplement company. I've been with them for 6 years. Muscle Club Apparel, Suits by Amy Figure Suits, because I'm competing in my first national show as a mom of a 2-year-old. Awesome. In July. And then you can find me on Instagram at JEZEDIKER01 or Facebook at Jacqueline Sabatka.
And I am now standing here with
Olin Harris with High Tech Pharmaceuticals, better known as the moguls of the supplement industry. Basically, what we are is a supplement industry company that is geared towards nutrition, better wellness, lifestyle, family, and fitness. We currently own and manage 9 different brands as our own house brands. We've recently acquired Gaspari Nutrition as well as a co-partner. We do our own contract manufacturing. We do private labeling. Everything we do in-house, we do our own powders, pills, capsules, liquids, pre-workouts, proteins, healthcare, anything in the supplement industry. If you look at our sign up above, these are all under one roof. These are all our brands. We've currently been in the industry since 1994.
So you guys are like leading this then?
We are the leaders in the supplement industry. Hence, that's where our title sponsor at the stage for the Europa.
How is it that APS makes it a family thing and brings that to fitness?
The situation with weightlifting, bodybuilding, any type of competition, you know, it's individual as far as how far you're willing to push yourself. But in doing that, your family is the one that actually prepares you, whether it's your wife that preps your meals. And the biggest thing is remember, when you quit, your kids see that, so you can't quit. You obviously have to keep going because they're filling your shoes. So my personal experience is a daughter that plays soccer and basketball, travel competition sports. So it's the family in the sense of everybody that's around you. It's not just you competing, playing, striving to get better. When you have an injury, your family has an injury because they have to help take care of you. Knee surgeries, elbows, shoulders, where you're out of the gym, your family has to tolerate your mood swings when you have these injuries. So it's family-based, and also it's not a diet. Because when your kids watch you eat, it becomes a healthy lifestyle.
Yes, and again, where can people find you on the net as well as them?
You can look up hottechpharmaceuticals.com, apsnutrition.com, or the big social media websites. Personally, myself, Olen Harris, O-L-E-N Harris. Facebook, I'm not a big social media person, but, you know, you can look us all up with all the tags there.
I am currently standing here with
Danny Reardon, a.k.a. Little Monstar.
Little Monstar, I like that.
Michaela Acock.
And Michaela Acock. All right. Love to meet you both. The question we've been asking everybody is, what's your fit project?
Okay, well, individually, my fit project is to become Miss Olympia. And my other fit project, outside of myself, is to create this camaraderie of, I call them swole models. So people in the position of IFBB pros like we are, to give back to amateurs that are just starting out or even younger, pretty much just to create a better vibration in this whole industry and to create a better energy. What goes around comes around. And I feel like it's just so physical and people forget the mental toughness, awesomeness that comes out of this. And they're so concerned about the physicality and about the placing. And I really want to bring the beauty and the passion and the heart back into the sport. Right now, I am at the Fit Hustle clothing booth. They sponsor me with clothing. I love them. They're awesome energy people that I literally can't say enough nice things about.
Where can they find the Fit Hustle clothing?
They can find it on Instagram at Fit Hustle Clothing or fithustle.com. And then if you want to look me up, it's Little Monstar, or on YouTube, it's also Little Monstar or Danny Reardon. The best advice that I've been giving people is to follow your heart. Do whatever feels right. Do whatever is in your heart, because that's what's going to make you the happiest. And to believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, then nobody else will.
Wow, what an incredible way to end the show. God, Adam, that was absolutely fantastic job, man. I am so proud of you. Central Florida, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. So, guys, thank you very much from the bottom of our hearts for supporting Fit Project Radio and everything that we're trying to do. We will see you next week right here at 9 a.m. every Sunday morning live on ESPN 580 Orlando. Have a great week, and I ask you now, what is your fit project?